Thought, like an arrow, is set on the bow. Like a calf newborn at its mother's udder. Wide wave, the thought milks the tip of its course. The liquid toward its own valves is released. The thought is shot, the wine poured. The force of the drink combusts in the mouth. Clarity rings with a killer's roar. A wine drop drips on the goatskin gourd. On the skin of the ewe, the mate seeker radiant, the unfettered one's daughter freed as he enters the way. The dazzling gold resounds, joining divine drinker to drink, sharpening the male force. Like a buffalo, he shines. The bull bellows. The cows inflamed answer his call. To the gods adorned and attending the goddess's turn, the liquid traverses the ewe's white skin. Clothed not with cloth, but with that which is cleansed. The dazzling gold, the immortal, emerging is clothed in a cloth which does not age and which blinds. He made for the two cups a carpet of clouds, and with great force, for immersion, the top of the sky. The rays, like sun's rays, eager to part, intoxicated, animated, the soldiers of sleep, and the fabric spread out, rapid emissions, without the burning, no thing is clear. Rapid as in a river's descending wave, the liquors which rose from the bull found a way. Joy in our hearts for the two and four-footed. For us, O liquid, let the foods and harvests arise. Brighten the treasures, the streams of gold, horses, cows, wheat, and the dazzling force. You, O you liquid, you, my fathers, arise. Chiefs of the sky, arise, makers of nourishment. Illumined these liquids like chariots in conquest have gone to Indra. Poured, they pass through the ewes, rejecting the envelope, the war horses of gold charge the rain. Brilliant drop for the powerful, burning a light, giver of joy, destroyer, with absolute words, bring to your singers resplendent goods that heaven and earth satiate.